Welcome to Stork Science World, the podcast that breaks down groundbreaking scientific research in a way that's engaging and accessible. I'm Jamie, and this is a podcast produced by Stork, a research productivity software designed to help scientists and researchers streamline their work.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into a fascinating new study published in Nature Biotechnology that could potentially revolutionize cancer treatment. It's called Implantation of Engineered Adipocytes Suppresses Tumor Progression in Cancer Models. And let me tell you, this is some really exciting research.
Absolutely, Alex. This study introduces a novel approach called AMT, or Adipose Manipulation Transplantation, which basically uses fat cells to fight cancer. And what's particularly interesting is that it leverages two unique properties of white adipose tissue, or fat tissue as most of us know it.
Right. First, fat tissue can be easily extracted through liposuction and reimplanted through reconstructive surgery, procedures that are already common in clinical practice. And second, white fat can be transformed into what's called beige or brown-like fat, which has completely different metabolic properties.
So let's break this down a bit. We all know that cancer cells are metabolic powerhouses, right? They consume enormous amounts of nutrients like glucose and fatty acids to fuel their rapid growth and division.
Exactly. Cancer cells are like the gluttons of the cellular world. They reprogram their metabolism to grab as many resources as possible from their environment. And this is actually one of their vulnerabilities that researchers have been trying to target with drugs for years.
What's brilliant about this new approach is that instead of using drugs to block cancer metabolism, the researchers essentially created cellular competitors that can outrace cancer cells for those same nutrients.
I love that framing, cellular competitors. So what the researchers did was use CRISPR activation, or CRISPR, to modify genes in adipocytes, that's fat cells, to make them consume more glucose and fatty acids. They focused on upregulating genes like UCP1, PPARG-C1A, and PRDM16, which are associated with brown fat development.
And brown fat is really interesting because unlike white fat, which stores energy, brown fat actually burns energy to produce heat. What's what helps babies and hibernating animals stay warm. So by making white fat cells more brown-like, the researchers essentially created energy-burning machines.
The results were pretty remarkable, Jamie. When they co-cultured these modified fat cells with various cancer cell lines, including breast, colon, pancreatic, and prostate cancer cells, they observed significant suppression of cancer cell growth. The cancer cells showed decreased glucose uptake, reduced glycolysis, and diminished fatty acid oxidation.
And they didn't just stop at cell cultures. They took it a step further by creating what they call adipose organoids, essentially 3D cultures of fat tissue that better mimic the complexity of real fat tissue. When they co-transplanted these engineered organoids alongside cancer cells in mice, they saw over 50% reduction in tumor volume across all cancer types tested.
That's huge. And what's particularly fascinating is that they found the tumors co-implanted with these modified adipose organoids showed decreased hypoxia and reduced angiogenesis, meaning less blood vessel formation, which could potentially reduce the risk of metastasis.
They also conducted some clever experiments to confirm that nutrient competition was indeed the mechanism at work. When they fed mice either a high-fat diet or gave them glucose-enriched water, the cancer-suppressing effects of the engineered adipose organoids completely disappeared.
Right. That's a great experimental control that really proves their hypothesis. If you flood the system with excess nutrients, there's no more competition, and the cancer can grow normally again. It's like if you're trying to outcompete someone for food, but then suddenly there's an all-you-can-eat buffet, the competition becomes meaningless.
What I found particularly impressive was that they also tested this approach in genetic mouse models of pancreatic and breast cancer, not just in xenograft models where human cancer cells are implanted in mice. And in both cases, they observed significant suppression of cancer development.
And not only that, they found that it worked whether the engineered adipose organoids were implanted near the tumor or at a distal site. That suggests this approach could have systemic therapeutic effects, which is really promising for treating cancers that might be difficult to access surgically.
They also took this a step further toward clinical application by isolating adipocytes from human breast tissue removed during surgery. When they modified these cells with CRISPR and co-cultured them with patient-derived breast cancer organoids, they again observed significant suppression of cancer growth.
That's such an important translational step. And they even tested the approach with breast organoids from BRCA1, BRCA2 mutation carriers, who have a high risk of developing breast cancer, and found that the modified adipocytes could suppress proliferation in these high-risk tissues too. That suggests this approach might have potential for cancer prevention as well as treatment.
The researchers also developed some clever ways to control this system. They created an inducible version where the gene modification only occurs when tetracycline is administered. And they also designed a removable scaffold system that can be implanted and then taken out if needed.
Those control mechanisms are crucial for clinical applications, especially when you're talking about cell-based therapies that could potentially have long-term effects. And speaking of customization, one of the most fascinating aspects of this study was that they showed this approach could be adapted for different cancer types with different metabolic dependencies.
Right. They demonstrated this by upregulating a different gene, UPP1, in adipocytes to target pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma, which is known to depend on uridine metabolism. The modified adipocytes outcompeted the cancer cells for uridine and suppressed tumor growth.
This really highlights the versatility of this approach. Different cancers have different metabolic vulnerabilities, and this AMT technology could potentially be customized to target those specific vulnerabilities. It's like developing a personalized metabolic competitor for each type of cancer.
So, Alex, if we think about how this might translate to clinical applications, it's actually quite promising because many of the procedures needed are already established in clinical practice. Liposuction and fat transplantation are commonly used in reconstructive surgery.
Exactly. In fact, this approach has some similarities to CAR T cell therapy, where a patient's own cells are extracted, modified, and then reinfused. The difference is that adipocytes might have some advantages over T cells for certain applications. They have a lower immune response, they're easier to grow in culture, and they're quite robust.
And this could be particularly straightforward for breast cancer treatment, where mastectomies are often followed by reconstructive surgery using the patient's own tissue. Those fat cells could potentially be modified before reimplantation to provide both reconstruction and therapeutic benefit.
There are still challenges to overcome, of course. One concern the researchers mention is cancer-associated cachexia, the severe weight loss and muscle wasting that often occurs in cancer patients. Although they didn't observe weight loss in their mouse models, it's something that would need to be carefully monitored in any clinical application.
That's a good point. And that's where those control mechanisms they developed, the tetracycline-inducible system, and the removable scaffold, become particularly important. They would allow doctors to turn the therapy on and off, or remove it entirely if needed.
Overall, this study introduces a really innovative approach to cancer therapy that leverages the natural properties of fat tissue and cellular metabolism. It's still in the preclinical stage, but the results are promising enough that it definitely warrants further investigation.
Absolutely. And what I find particularly elegant about this approach is that instead of trying to block cancer metabolism with drugs, which often leads to resistance, it creates a competitive cellular environment that makes it harder for cancer cells to access the nutrients they need. It's like an ecological approach to cancer therapy.
That's a great way to put it. And given the challenges we've seen with drug resistance and cancer treatment, approaches like this that target fundamental aspects of cancer biology in new ways could be really valuable additions to our therapeutic arsenal.
Well, that wraps up our discussion of this fascinating study on adipose manipulation transplantation. As always, we'll include a link to the full paper in our show notes for those who want to dive deeper.
Thanks for joining us on Stork Science World. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a rating, and share with friends who might be interested. And remember, Stork is here to help researchers streamline their work and boost productivity. Until next time.